views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Today is October 8th, and I am super excited to be here. I always am, but on this episode, I have a special guest. I have my almost 16-year-old son, Will. Will, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
And today it's interesting because with body confidence and mind fulfillment and soul synchronicity, for me, as growing up, I didn't have any of that training. It didn't happen until later in life. And really, it's so important for our youth, you know, even younger than our teenagers. But I wanted to bring Will on today to get a teenager perspective on, you know, body, mind, and soul, and dealing with social issues that are faced today. It's a lot different than, I won't bore you with the details of when I grew up, when we walked, you know, to school 2 miles in the snow uphill both ways. But we certainly didn't have as many pressures as you guys do today. So I'm excited to have you here and chat about it. And Will's pretty open. I don't think Will's going to have any issues that I'm his mom and he's pretty forthcoming with me. So let's dive right in, Will. And I want to kick off with body confidence. Okay. So body confidence for Thrive by Jen Radio purposes is body confidence. And you know this, cause we've talked about it. Body confidence is about what our body can do, right? We focus on abilities versus focusing on what it can't do. It doesn't mean that we're always striving to grow and to, you know, push ourselves out of our comfort zones. So we know that there are certain things that we can't do, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible. It just means that it's something for us to work on, something for us to strive for, and we have abilities that we focus on. So let's just kick off, you know, the word body and the word confidence together. That's a big deal for teens nowadays. And I know it's different for boys and for girls, but confidence is confidence, right? And how it comes through, whether we're a boy or a girl, it's an issue, and how we deal with it maybe differently. But for you, you know, let's give a little background. Your goal, you know, as far as body wise, you're an athlete, and you want that for college purposes. Will, you're in 10th grade.
Yep.
And yes. So sports for you is just as important as academics.
Yeah.
All right. So take me through a little bit about what does that mean for you body confidence wise?
So for me, body confidence means my workouts. My workouts are really important to me. For the sake that I have this dream of playing Division I college lacrosse, eating well, following an 80%, 20% rule, 80%, 20% diet, eating well 80% of the time, and then having a little occasional ice cream or whatever. And then my growth was a huge body confidence for me.
Okay.
I really didn't start spurting until this year.
Okay.
I mean, you're my mom. I I used to tell you all the time, when am I going to grow? When am I going to be 6'8"? So, you know, and I didn't start growing until this year. And that gave me a huge boost of confidence when I knew I was growing, I was making progress. And it was helping me in sports, helping me to develop as a person.
Let's talk a little bit about those. When we get those spurts, and whether it's like a growth spurt or whether it's, even if we get in life, right, good news, that's the easy part. Right? That's the easy part of our day, right? When we get good news or when something great happens to us or when that coach calls up and compliments you. But what do we do when we're going through those tough moments? Because you, even let's take your growth for instance, you have been playing sports for a long time now and you're always putting yourself in highly competitive situations. Yeah. And you, a lot of the times, were the smallest kid on the team. You know, we weren't. So what did you do physically and even mentally? What did you do to prepare for that? Did you walk off the field saying like, you know, hey, I'm the smallest kid on the field?
No. So what I saw is what I could improve. It wasn't necessarily about, hey, let me just wait until I grow and then take the next step. It was take the next step now. So when I grow, then it's a greater step. Mm-hmm. So I was always focusing on what I could improve rather than what did I do wrong? What could I do better instead of, wow, this really sucked. Stuff like that. Growing in the state you are now will help you to when you grow physically, you'll grow as a person exponentially, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I love that. So it was about you coming off the field and trusting, look, you're going to grow one day, right? It's got to happen. And so focusing on just like what we do in body confidence, focus on what can I do? What can I improve on? How do I get better?
Yeah.
And was that also to, you know, there are moments when we get tired or we get discouraged, right? And especially when we're battling something, whether it's, you know, whether it is growth, right? Because growth isn't going to happen. We're not going to necessarily wake up and be 3 inches taller. It's going to be over a process. So for you, take me through, I mean, we could even look at this from, you know, a 2 year span of you finally everything, you know, growth wise, everything kicking in. So this was something that you would have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So did you also have to give yourself pep talks? Do you, you know, I mean, was going to the gym helpful because you could work out and exert energy? What happened?
Yes. So I focused on what I loved, and what I loved was sports. What I loved was lacrosse. What I loved was the gym. That was what I loved. I loved getting better. So I took those and I took those things that I loved and that were my passion, and I focused towards them. And definitely I had doubts. Definitely I had discouragements. There were things a bigger kid would knock me down and I'd get discouraged and like, can I really do this? But then I'd focus on what I truly love. And I was doing what I truly loved. And it helped me to realize that it's not so bad. That things shouldn't discourage me from doing what I enjoy, doing what I have a passion for.
I love that.
That's how I got over discouragements and doubts, because I focused on I'm doing what I love. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to let a bigger kid discourage me, because I know I'll get to that point one day. I know I'll get there.
Love it. So let's take this a step further, because there's also societal issues, right? Yeah. There's what's some of the things happening now for in your grade, even in younger grades, but there's drinking, there's smoking, there's vaping, there's partying. What do you do? What do you do if you... some of the things that I remember, and I know this is a long time ago, but I think this is real, right? Some of the things that we face are am I not going to be the cool kid, or are people going to like me or not like me? Am I going to be accepted, not accepted? What, tell me some of the things that you faced and what, how you deal with it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like the whole try this and you're popular thing, that was huge. But I chose not to do that because of my goals. I chose that it would become a distraction for my goals. And, you know, my goals of playing Division I college lacrosse greatly outweigh the high that came from smoking pot one time or taking a drink of beer or whatever that may be. So those societal issues, I chose not to let it become a distraction. I chose not to even get involved with that stuff because it would be a distraction from my greater goals.
And then did you share with the teens out there, did you, I know some of the things that you did, some of the steps that you took, like one was hanging your goals all over your room, right? Making that vision. What did it look like, right? What did it feel like?
Yeah.
Talking about it.
Yes. So making a timeline of how your goals are, can play out, it helped me a lot because I could see my progress. I can see where I was heading. And I knew if that stuff came my way, it'd just be a distraction to see my progress improving. And I didn't want to see myself fall. I didn't want to see a step down. I only wanted to see a step up. And that's how I got over that. That's how I overcame those.
When you, so looking at your goals, are, do you feel that you revisit them often? You keep them alive? You, what, like, what do you do? Do you, I mean, you're right, you could have started this in, let's say, seventh grade, but college is then at that point 5 or 6 years away. So what do you do for revisiting your goals?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have an end goal, so my goal is to get to that Division I college lacrosse level. And off those, I mean, I still have a lot of time. So I'm doing daily goals and improving to get to that one greater goal. So building off that greater goal through daily goals really helped me a lot.
Awesome. So a daily goal, like working out.
Yeah.
Eating well.
Right. Doing the right thing for people.
Awesome. I love that. We're going to take a quick, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to dive into, we'll finish up body confidence, dive into mind fulfillment, which I also love just because it has to do with so much about attitude and beliefs. And you can visit us at jenniferzelop.com. And when we get back, Thrive by Jen Radio, and we'll continue our conversation with my son, Will.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm super excited to be here with my guy, my son, Will, who is a teenager. And we're talking about navigating through life. And we close up with body confidence, Will, but share with the audience, what are three things that you do daily to build up your body confidence that we can leave with the audience today?
So three things that I do. Mm-hmm. Is working out, mm-hmm. eating well, that 80% 20% diet, mm-hmm. and setting goals for myself, setting daily goals, which will lead up to a final goal.
Perfect. Awesome. So let's dive into mind fulfillment, because all three, right? Body, mind, and soul are always linked. So mm-hmm. mind fulfillment for Thrive by Jen Radio purposes is about attitude, right? It's about, because attitude turns into behavior, and those behaviors then impact our life. So, mm-hmm. right, attitude turns into action. So those actions affect our life. And I want to talk specifically because these are two major life events that you've had in your short life. And I want to share with people, and I want everybody to know that this isn't about, we're certainly a family who we've had our trials and tribulations as well as our triumphs. And trials and tribulations for us are, right, we find, I think it's important to know that we choose to find the blessings in hard moments. But there are two specifically that I want to talk about that in your short life you've been through. One is the divorce of us, of mom and dad. And that mm-hmm. happened 6 years ago. And we'll talk about more about living with that today and what you do as a teenager. And then the other, which just recently happened, which is a huge loss to our family, is our love, John. We called him mom, we called him dad. John was everything for you guys, and a huge, huge part of your life. So John passed away suddenly in August. So that's pretty raw and real for us. So share with me how do you get through moments like that? Because being a teen adds to it, right? It's a very confusing time, right? You're still developing, right? You're developing mentally and spiritually and growth and everything. I mean, you're 16. You have a lot of growing to do. So take us through that. What do you do?
So, I mean, prayer has helped me the most, trusting in God. But, I mean, it's a motivation. So beauty can come from the ashes. If you choose to dwell on those tough situations, you live in those tough situations. Mm. And I'm not saying that I don't get angry. I'm not saying that I don't get sad. Mm. Because it happens. I mean, we're humans. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. But I choose to use it as a motivation, not as a discouragement or not as a like a negative presence. That's how I.
Do you find it helpful that, so it reminds me of you not sitting, you let feelings and emotions go through you, good or bad, right? Because even when good things happen, it's almost like staying. I mean, you and I have talked about this. We can't stay up here, mm-hmm. right? 24/7, and we can't stay down here. So yes. It's about bringing the mind, body, and soul to a place where we're functioning and living life fully daily, right? Mm-hmm. So is it helpful? Would you recommend to other teens? Is it helpful to reach out to a parent to talk about those emotions, talk about those feelings? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking through it has helped a tremendous amount. Relating to people, if you can relate to somebody in any sense, doesn't even have to be a death to death trial. You don't have to relate to the same trials. Just if you can relate to somebody, and talk through it, that helps significantly. So
realizing that, I know, tell us a little bit about, I think it was a poignant moment in your life when you realized that, right, you're not the only kid from divorce. You're not the only kid that's seen death, right? You were part of a movement of kids, right, in your school, where you realized that people had parents in jail. People had parents who had died. Kids had parents who just, you know, really, really tough situations, but they chose to, right, triumph through it. Mm-hmm. So what did that do for you? What was that like?
So like at the event, the Be Amazing event, you see how many people actually go through the toughest of times, and you can't be selfish. You can't be prideful about that, because you're not the only one that's lost a parent. You're not the only one that's had divorced parents. So why continue to dwell on it if you're not the only one? Why not make something better from those situations? Again, all about improving.
Yeah. And growing, right? So it's great growing in the moment.
Yep.
Seeing what we can learn. Is there something that you do that's helped you, I don't know, in a ritual for setting your mindset, for setting your beliefs, for setting your attitude?
Again, using those things as a motivation to get to that goal, to get to a final goal, something that you're passionate about, using those things as motivation, using them as an extra boost to get you there. Because again, it's a distraction if you focus on the negatives out of it.
Yep. So it's really important, because I keep hearing you say, which is good, because it's an important point. Because a couple of weeks ago, I had covered in a show about setting our visions, right? Setting our visions, because you and I do this. We talk about this. Setting the vision. What does it look like, right? What does it feel like? Mm-hmm. Talking about action steps. Because do you feel like, and especially for you as a teen, when there's a lot of distractions, do you feel like having those action steps listed that then, of course, will take you to your outcome that you want? Mm-hmm. You can then turn to those action steps. Like, have you had moments where you're like, I don't want to do this, but then all of a sudden, right, you have them plastered all over your room and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go do it.
Yeah. So of course, like getting a motivation to get a workout done. If you see scary squats on a paper in front of you and you're like, oh boy, I don't know if I, and then you think back to yourself, you're like, look, what if these squats are the difference between moving up a step and not? Like, what if somebody else isn't doing what you're doing, and that's a spot you're competing with them? If you're competing with them for a spot, like, you never know. So you never know what the little things can do to make that difference. And that's how I look at that for motivation.
Do you, I talk a lot about, and this is for adults, but I just want to, you, and you let me know if this works for as a teen as well. So I always talk to people who I coach about locking in that good feeling. Right? Locking mm-hmm. in the feeling of accomplishment, locking in the feeling, really living it and remembering it when you go on for from even sometimes it's moment to moment, right? It's not, we don't wake up, you know, with bells and whistles every single morning. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle to yeah. get out of bed. Right. So do you do that? Has that been helpful as a teen for locking in those moments?
Yes and no. I say yes and no because sometimes personally I use the anger and the sadness or whatever it is, that's the negative feeling, and use that as a motivation.
Okay.
Not always, like, of course I'll use that good feeling motivation, but mm-hmm. again, it's a negative thing that happened, but mm-hmm. I'm turning that negative into something positive. That's what my goal is to do.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. What are, for mind fulfillment, for developing the beliefs, the attitude, the mindset to say, like, look, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing. What are three things that you do daily that you could share with everybody about that have helped you?
So reaching out and communicating to people, whether it's the littlest things.
Like, what does that look like?
Seeing somebody on the street, you have no idea who they are, and saying, hello, how are you? And putting yourself before others, bettering somebody else's day, even if they might not absorb it. Again, saying hello, how are you to somebody on the street. Maybe you don't know them. Maybe somebody drops something and you help them to pick that stuff up instead of walking past them. The littlest of things. Awesome. And also changing haves to gets, the word have to the word get, because we realize that stuff is a privilege, right? I'm guilty of it. I don't want to go to school sometimes in the morning. But then I think, look, I get to go to school in the morning. It's not I have to go to school. It's I get to go to school because it's a privilege. It's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to get better. And I realize that I'm grateful enough to be able to go to school. So changing those haves to gets, has helped me.
And one more, what else do you do for, so you have your, you know, reaching out to people, right? Cause it always makes us, it's a great thing, right? We're like spreading the light you got, right? Spread your light out there, changing your, I don't have to do this. I get to, it's a privilege. And what's one more thing that you found that has really helped you develop the mindset of like, I'm going to grow through this.
What's helped me is to just helping other people, just being a better person, even if you think somebody's judging you for doing that. So not being embarrassed to go over and make somebody's day by introducing yourself to somebody.
Not putting the focus, you choose to not focus on what others think, yeah. right? Versus where your intentions are coming from.
Yeah.
Right. Cause if yeah. I think that's a big thing for teens, right? I mean, worrying about what other people are thinking is sometimes the cornerstone of what inundates our thoughts, right? What yeah. takes over our thoughts. And that's an yeah. important point that we can't, right? Because you could be worrying about what all day long, what other people are thinking about what you're doing, right? Because it's their perception.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to jump into soul synchronicity, which is our favorite. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tap Into the Wisdom of Animals, Angels, and Masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have the privilege today of speaking with my guy, my son, Will, who we are talking about being a teen, right? Dealing with body, mind, soul issues and things that are out there in society today and dealing with it, right? In real life. So we've talked about body confidence and mind fulfillment. Now, soul synchronicity, Will, which you know, but I'll just recap for our audience. For Thrive by Jen Radio purposes, this is our, for us, right? It's our connection to God, and it's our inner being, right? It's our faith. It's, you know, what gets us through, what we focus on. God is you know, number one in our home and what we do. So as a teen though, you know, I want your opinion, but I'm, you know, with you guys, cause I have another son who, almost 14. We don't, we talk about a lot of things, right? I don't necessarily say that I force you guys to do anything, right? Unless it's something that's going to put you in harm's way. And then of course, as parents, we step in. But for you, what's your relationship with God in your life for soul synchronicity purposes?
So yeah, talking to God each and every day, through prayer. I really like walking taking like just long walks and talking to God. Individual prayer, like intervals throughout the day, taking the time to pray and giving glory to God throughout the day as well. Just whether it's getting a parking space or getting a call from a coach, like the littlest things to the biggest things, glory to God each and every day.
Awesome. And you also, you have shared with me and share with everybody that, you know, faith for you has taken you through the harder moments, right? The harder happenings in your mm-hmm. life, and also just living day to day with, I don't know. I don't think it's an issue for you, but I'd like to talk about, because I think it's helpful for others that, you know, sometimes whether living as a blended family or having situations happen in a family, sometimes we feel, you know, going back to what we said with mind fulfillment, we feel out of place, right? We don't feel like that's the norm. And so, but for us, faith has taken us down that road, right? Faith has gotten us through. So talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about, you know, because I know for you, God has a purpose for everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, for teens, adults, any type of person, there's absolutely no such thing as being too late. There's no such thing. God never gets tired of forgiving. Man gets tired of asking for forgiveness. And that's how I live. I always want to put God first. No, I'm a human. I sin all the time, whether it's a curse word or whatever. I sin, but I ask for that forgiveness and I accept God's love. And that's helped me tremendously throughout my life. Always turning to God, wrongs, rights, just putting God before myself has helped me tremendously.
Awesome. And how do you, is it, you know, for me, I include, you know, and this is actually, right, we'll be, of course, we're open and honest about this, but like even last night, right, the other night, I was playing a game and this game was, I like to probably, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes a day, I totally veg out and I'll play this game that I have on my phone. And I was stuck on this level for, I don't know, a long time. It was like a week, and all of a sudden Will heard me say, thank you, Jesus. And he goes, what did Jesus do? I go, Jesus cleared the game. I said, I asked for help with clearing this level. And so this, I just, in our home, we include Jesus for everything. Jesus gets us over little humps, big humps. But for us, it's more of a conversation, right? It's just wonderful to have God with us. So does God play on the field with you? Do you, you know, is God in your studies? What do you share a little bit about?
Absolutely. So I'm always wearing my cross on the field. Not that that means anything. I feel that God is in my presence on the field. I see signs every day from God, choosing to listen, choosing to observe those signs. And I'm not saying that I don't get angry. I'm not saying that I don't get sad as well. Mm-hmm. But God has helped me to get through really tough trials, and he's helped me to triumph. Mm. He's helped me through achievements. And that's how my relationship with God is. Mm.
So I heard something this morning, and I'll share it with you and share with me what your approach is during the day. So one of the things that I heard was looking for God's favor, right? Throughout our day, we always look for favor. So like you said, right, the looking for the favor that he bestows upon you. Mm-hmm. What happens though, looking for God's favor? So what happens if something bad happens? Like, what do you say? What do you do?
It's meant to be. When John passed away, I'm not going to lie, I was so angry. I was it took me whatever, 2 days, 3 days to even come to the sense that that was meant to be. But I'm grateful I got to that sense. I'm grateful that it was meant to be. I'm grateful for that. Like using God, like talking to God throughout daily life just helps me throughout.
It's huge. What about being thankful throughout the day? What's something like always being thankful for, right? Thank you. Just thank you, right? It's a grateful. So is that something that you find helpful throughout the day?
Absolutely. We're not here for ourselves. God put us here. So we should be doing his work. We should do what he wills for us. And we shouldn't be angry about that. So that's why like change of directions, curveballs, they don't stress me out as much anymore. Mm. I'm not saying that I don't get stressed. I mean, mom can attest. I am a pretty stressed person.
You are a stressed person, but you know what? You bring up a good point because through you were a super anxious kid.
In
like third grade, fourth grade. And this is something that we've coached on together, right? Which God has been a big part of. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share with everybody because I do get a lot of parents who ask me about their children's anxiety. So this is something that was real for us. I'm asking for permission from you as I do it. But like, let's take an example where, you know, back in when you were younger, there were plenty of 1 a.m., 2 a.m. conversations between, right, either you and Daddy or you and John or me and you, where we would use certain tools to take you through that anxiety. So anxiety for us was real. This was something that was real that you've gone through, that you've triumphed through, right?
Yeah.
And that you're still, that it's like you just said, you put a lot of stress on yourself.
Yeah.
And so share with us a little bit about dealing with that. What do you do?
Yeah. So again, school is stressful. I'm a teenager. There's just multiple things that can be stressful, mm-hmm. but as soon as I start to feel that stress, mm-hmm. I immediately talk to God and it goes from here to way down here. Mm. Like it's almost like it's not even stressful. It's almost like that stress becomes relaxing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
When I have God with me, mm-hmm. That's why I can't do stuff without God. That's like the point where I'm at right now, where I can't do stuff without God because I know how good his work is.
That's awesome. When we get back, we're going to take a short break, but I want you to talk about what it means to talk to God, because I think it's helpful for people. Sometimes we think it's very formal versus, you know, casual. So we'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to wrap up our last segment. I have my son, Will, here, who we're talking being a teen, right? Surviving. Actually, you are thriving, my friend. You are thriving. So this is where we left off, which I think is really, it's an important thing that I want you to talk about, not only for teens, but for everybody. I know you're a teen and speaking directly to teens, but this is something that I actually get asked a lot about, and it's about our communication with God. It's about talking to Him. So, are you take me through a little bit, because you've said a lot now how that you talk to God, but what does that mean for you? What does that look like?
So, talking to God for me is not a formal thing. It's not a. I talk to God like a friend, almost. Like, I'll laugh with him. I'll laugh at, like, what I say to him. I talk to him as a friend. It's not, I sit down, straight back, hands folded. It's not like that. I'll talk to him laying in bed. I'll talk to him walking around. I'll talk to him in a game, even. And I'll just laugh with him. I crack jokes with God, if that makes sense. It's the most informal thing to me.
It's very like, you know, He's there and you turn to Him often to lean on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then do you also have, you talked about praying as well, but there's formal prayers and informal prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to Catholic school, we pray before every class, and it's straight back, hands folded, Our Father, Hail Mary, those type of formal prayers. But at home, it's just me talking to God. It's just me and Him. It's nobody else. We're just talking together.
Awesome. What are three things that you do daily for soul synchronicity? What's something that you found that, you know, it's important for you to include? It's helps you with growth. It helps you with success. What are some things that you like to do?
So praying as soon as I get up, thanking God for the day on earth, because the reality is good day, bad day, it could be the worst day of your life. You should be grateful for the time you have on earth. So thank God in the morning, thanking him. I have reminders on my phone as intervals to remind me to thank God.
I want to stop you there for one sec, because I want to put a little bit of a negative spin on this for a second, because I do the same thing. I have on my phone hourly, I set an alarm that comes across my screen that says, thank you, God. But negatively, right? Somebody might be saying, well, you have to set a reminder to do. So because we're pretty, we choose to see the light in every situation, but what do you say to that? Cause what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it helps me to stay organized, stay really connected.
Okay.
Cause that reminder isn't an interval reminder. It's not like I have to thank God at 3 o'clock. I have to thank God at 4 o'clock. I have to thank God at 5 o'clock. It's an annual reminder to say, look, you got to give glory to God. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your responsibility.
And we get busy, right? I mean, the truth is we lead very busy lives. Everybody does, right? We lead very busy lives.
Yeah.
And so it's a good, you know, I mean, look, I love you guys, but when you were younger and things were crazy, I had a reminder on my phone to go pick you up.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very real thing that you do.
Yeah. It's not a chore. Prayer is not a chore.
What else do you do? Thank God often. And if you need to set a reminder, you set a reminder, because it's part of life. You're more or less saying that this is part of this is my daily thing. This is what I do.
Yeah. Whenever I'm on walks, whenever I'm working out alone, I'm always talking to God. Just me and him. It can be 30 seconds. It can be 5 minutes. It can be however long you choose.
Do you feel that you've brought into your life, and even for your sports, right? You're making it about I think it's an important point, what you get to do, what you get to experience versus having, because I think we can easily fall into, like, I have to thank God 20 times today, or I have to go out and practice, right? Yeah. Or I have to work out.
Yeah.
You've translated that into these are all important aspects of your life. These move you towards your visions, and you have spiritual visions, you know, your goals. You share with everybody quickly that you have spiritual goals as well, right? This isn't about lacrosse 24/7.
Definitely. Each and every day I grow towards building my relationship with God. I really like the book of Job, because it shares when you trust God. If you trust God through trials, then double will happen for you. Double the reward, and I really like that. Because if you're loyal to God through the good times, if you're loyal to him through the bad times, then you will be rewarded. That's how God works. If you share his messages.
And also too, do you believe, I mean, he's done so much for you, and similarly in life, the things that happen to you, you appreciate sharing with others, right? Because you never know who that can help, right? Who that can inspire. Is that something you like to live by?
Yes. Absolutely. Making God, sharing God with everything. There's no such thing as luck. And telling people that, they'll be like, oh, I'm so lucky I have this. And no, it's not luck. You're blessed to have that. Like, right.
We said the other day, right? We pray, right? We don't wish because we pray to a God. We don't wish to a genie.
Yeah.
So I love that too. Saying that I'm blessed and saying, instead of saying I'm lucky. We're going to wrap up here, Will. I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but is there anything that you would like to leave the audience with? Any final parting words?
pray to God and set goals.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. If you'd like to, if you visit jenniferzellup.com and either you can check out our Fuel for the Flesh coaching or our Thrive program, which is just something, it's a one-time cost and you get over 50 action steps. These are all, Will doesn't realize, but these are all things that I've done with him throughout his life that I've included in the Thrive program, as well as Fuel for the Flesh, Fuel for the Flesh coaching. So visit jenniferzellup.com and you can check those out. And I just want to say a huge thank you to my guy, Will, here. It's been a true pleasure.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it. And you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will see you next week. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.